You know, if there's one thing about Mpumalanga is the fact that we are a very talented bunch of people, a bunch of winners, if I've maybe put it that way. Emery with one thing on the best. It's just gone 20 after 3 p.m. If you just joined us, you're in time for some good news, man. And I hope this inspires you, especially if you're someone who's exploring their talent. You know, you want to live through your talent forever and ever. Amen. Because there's so many other people doing it. You're like, why am I not getting to that point? And maybe they get to inspire you and motivate you to do exactly that. So this past weekend, as I mentioned earlier, we had the Mpumalanga Gospel Music Awards. What a beautiful, beautiful night. And joining us on the line, one of the fresh winners from this past weekend. Winning, some people are saying, I don't know how to put it, you know. I don't want to make anyone feel like their award is not that nice, because it is. It absolutely is. But winner of Song of the Year for the Mpumalanga Gospel Music Awards 2025, joining us on the line. Good afternoon, Geshon.
Good afternoon to you, Lily, and good afternoon to all the listeners of Rise FM.
Well, congratulations!
Yay!
It's such a big deal. How are you feeling?
I am so excited. I said to someone yesterday, I feel like it's my birthday. I feel like I'm a newborn at Ngoma.
Congratulations. When is your birthday? Did you already have your birthday? Is it still coming?
My birthday is on the 12th of April. So,
12th of April.
Yeah.
You feel like it's, you're doubling on your birthday now. The celebrations are just too much.
Definitely. No, I'm so excited, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
I want to allow you the opportunity to greet everyone listening to the best route right now.
Yes. Well, greetings to everyone here at Rise FM. This is Geshom Dimane, your artist of the year at Ngoma 12. Thank you very much for voting for me.
We need to get it right, because you're saying Artist of the Year and then we have Song of the Year. Which award did you win, for clarity?
This one is the Artist of the Year. It's that guy who ran away with the car.
You drove out of the facility. You came in walking, 2 feet. Next thing you're driving out. Can you even drive? Like, how's the driving doing?
I had to make sure that car, it can be able to go out of that place. So the car is smooth and it's real. It's very real.
It must have felt like a dream for the longest time, because for a lot of people who win awards, it takes time for your mind to actually adjust.
Definitely. For me, honestly, I think I would like to first thank God, and secondly also to thank Ngoma and Cultural Experience for the opportunity that they've given us, and all the sponsorships that were there to actually make the event to be beautiful. So for me to be in that space where I receive such a recognition and award in front of the legends, you know, of gospel, you know, pastors, bishops that were there, it was just an honor. And I felt so blessed to be part of Ngoma, especially when they were celebrating their 12th year and starting the way they started with a car and other prizes that were there.
For your voice to be the top leading artist in Ngoma 2025, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've worked with some of the artists who were also nominated and share stages with them. How's everybody feeling around the awards themselves, just the celebration and the ceremony itself?
You know, people have been texting me from 3 o'clock. They wanted to know, where is the party? they're saying, no, Monday is very short. They don't want to have a blue Monday because they have me around the corner. So it's so exciting to get such comments from people that you work with in the same industry, you know, people complimenting you for the work that you've done. And obviously, I'm looking forward to working with most of them around, you know, Mpumalanga, you know, collaborating with some of the greatest artists that we have.
Absolutely. It's such a glorious event to even touch on. I mean, it goes without saying to recognize really talented individuals within the province. Do you realize just how big gospel is in Mpumalanga?
Kakhulu, we have grown as individuals and as groups, even as churches and pastors. We have grown in the area of music in Mpumalanga, and I think Ngoma itself, it is just that the point where we have to see that there is a foundation that has been set in Mpumalanga by, both Dr. Rebecca Malupe, both Sipho Makhamane and the likes. So when we get to that level where we are right now, you can see that the foundation is very strong.
Tell us about the one song you feel really put you on the spot, like in everyone's view, to say, you know what, actually, this is the artist we are going for. What song is it for you? Is it the song that was chosen, if you're being honest? As maybe
you're
when you were playing another song,
you're
like, mm-mm.
You're talking about my song.
Your song.
Well, I am a songwriter, and all my songs, I love all my songs. But I think the new one that I've released now, which is Faith in Swallow Tayeso, it talks about the grace of God. It's me thanking God in all the situations that I've been through. So I think that for me, for now, I think it just gives me some goosebumps, because it has so much different languages in it. And secondly, it has an African sound in it. So it just gives you that thing when you listen to it, you feel like, you know what, can I go on a jazz? Can I be Afro jazz? So that is how the song sounds like.
Tinswalo Taye, so thank you so much, Gershon, for chatting to us. Gershon Ntimane, a big, big winner at Ngoma 2025. Yos ninga malif, dang it. Pela tinabanya nje, sahayka.
Noma kanjani, and thank you very much to Rise FM for always playing our songs.
Always.
We really love you, we appreciate you, and God bless you.
God bless you, man.
Rise FM, Mpumalanga. Azishe.